For this Wednesday, October 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Posey County Coroner's Office officials say the victim killed in a crash Monday on State Road 69 has been identified. Coroner's Office officials say the victim has been identified as 48-year-old Brent Cooper of Terre Haute. Around 2:50 p.m. on Monday, a SUV crossed the center line and hit a semi head-on. Officials say Cooper was driving the SUV and was killed in the accident. The semi driver was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. 11 public and private schools across the state of Indiana were selected by a newly established Indiana Blue Ribbon Schools designation recognizing academic achievement and commitment to student success. Among the schools named were two schools from the southwestern region. St. Philip Catholic School and South Terrace Elementary in Blairsville were selected to be recognized at the Educational Excellence Awards Gala on November 21st in Indianapolis. Governor Braun called the 11 schools a model for others across our state and nation of what is possible when we put students first. Tomorrow morning at Calvary Baptist Church in Mount Vernon, there is a mobile food distribution at 10 a.m. The location is 618 Main Street. It's in conjunction with Mount Vernon City Hall and the Tri-State Food Bank. Some news out of Evansville. The Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation has approved the calendar for the 2026-2027 school year. The calendar was approved during the school board meeting on Monday. The calendar includes the first day of school, holidays, makeup days, staff development work days, and high school commencement. Just like this year, the 2026-27 school year will have a staggered start, meaning students with different last names will start school on different days. Students with last names K through Z will attend school on August 10th and 11th. Students with last names A through J will attend school on August 12th and 13th. All students will be in school on August 14th. The University of Southern Indiana's Ceramics Department is teaming up with a local nonprofit to help feed Evansville's veterans. USI officials say the department will host Filling Empty Bowls for Veterans next month. With a $20 donation, visitors will receive a handmade USI ceramic bowl while supplies last, along with soup and bread from the Mother Truckers food truck. The bowls are part of the Empty Bowls Evansville project, which raises money to fight hunger among undernourished veterans. Last year's event brought in $8,000. This year, all proceeds will benefit the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program. Filling Empty Bowls for Veterans happens Saturday, November 15th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Barker Brewhouse in Evansville. In sports news, last in local college sports, USI Volleyball won their fifth straight match as they swept Tennessee Tech on the road. The Screaming Eagles improved to 12-11 and 8-3 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Evansville women's basketball earned a victory in their exhibition game at home versus Roosevelt 68-63. This evening in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers play the Dallas Mavericks at 7:30. The Pacers are 0-3 on the young season and continue to be decimated by injuries. Veteran forward Obi Toppin will miss at least 1 month due to a stress reaction in his right foot, while fourth-year guard Benedict Mathurin is week-to-week due to a right big toe sprain. The Pacers were already without two-time All-NBA point guard Tyrese Halliburton for the entire 2025-26 season due to the ruptured right Achilles tendon he suffered in Game 7 of the NBA Finals in June. His replacement as a team starting point guard, Andrew Nembhard, only lasted one half before he left the Pacers season opener with a left shoulder injury. Nembhard has not played since. Additionally, veteran backup point guard T.J. McConnell has a left hamstring injury. Second-year wing Johnny Furphy is out with a left foot injury. And rookie guards Talen Peter with a right groin injury and Cam Jones with a lower back injury remain out. From the Major League Baseball World Series, tonight is Game 5 in Los Angeles with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The best-of-seven series is tied 2 games apiece after the Blue Jays won Game 4 last night. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, October 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.